I just told this lady from the twins, Esav and Yaakov. Steht bei Yigdelu Haneorim, bei Esav Ish Yedea Zayid, Ish Sode, bei Yaakov Ish Tom, Ish Yedea. Esav was an Ish Yedea Zayid. That everybody knew. And Ish Sode, that everybody knew. Yaakov Ishtom Reshevayod. Yaakov Avinu was the Masmin Hador. He was that good kid. That kid, like the little kids say about that top of the class, you know, that kid doesn't have a Yetzirah. That kid just likes to sit and learn, and he's got a good head, and things just go right. And the Rebbe always, he always knows the answer to the Rebbe's questions. The Rebbe always likes to call on him, and the Rebbe likes him, and he always gets the treats, and he always gets the candies, because this kid is just easy. He enjoys it, right? When we have recess, this kid sits inside and learns. At 9 years old, 10 years old, he just likes to learn, doesn't like doing anything else. Ish tam yoshev ayolim, Yaakov Avinu. He was the masmid hador, everybody knew that. That Yitzchuk knew, that Rivka knew, that they knew. What they were doing with their time, they knew. Vayeyal Yitzchuk as Esav, ki tzayit befiv, v'rivka yeheves as Yaakov. Yitzchuk, like the Esav. Rivka, like the Yaakov. Yitzchuk, like the Esav, ki tzayit befiv. Rashi, tzayit befiv. He tricked him, right? Says he used to ask Yitzchok Avinu, Esav used to call him, Daddy, nice salt. All these chumas he used to ask him, he used to ask him, Kima Mitzvahs. He used to trick him. So Yitzchok thought that Esav was this big tzaddik. So he liked him. It was his favorite. He's a big tzaddik, he's his favorite. But Rivka knew the truth. Rivka knew what Esav was really doing. Was she like Yaakov? The Shaila is, who cares? Esav, so he meistered salt. He was in the field the whole day. Yaakov Avinu was the good kid. He was sitting and learning the whole day. Yoishev Ayolam Ishtam. What he was doing was for sure greater than how Esav was spending his time. So he meistered ketchup. What was the reason Yitzchok liked Esav more than Yaakov? Yaakov Avinu was sitting alone. If you ask anyone today, what would you rather, right? A son who's a good balabos, a finer balabos. He gives meiser every month. He's meiser, chumas, and meisers, iber meisers. A chumayid, 3 times a day, davos with a minion. His kibbutz of aim is good. Ala chumas. He's a balabos. He goes to work every day. Every day he goes to Wall Street and he handles with the stock market and then Hanami. He's a good yid. He's a balabos. Or the masmin hador, the godel hador. This other son could be the godel hador. Which would you rather? Who are you going to want? Ask anyone. They'd rather have a son. He's going to be the godel hador. He's going to sit in the base medrash 24 hours a day. What was Yitzchok so great? Big up. Esav. So he didn't know he was a great against Russia. He didn't know, right? So he didn't know exactly. He thought he was tricking him a little bit. So he thought he meistered ketchup. He thought he meistered salt. But Yaakov Avinu was sitting and learning all day. The Teretz is bad, so I'm just taking Ramba. If a person is born with the teva, the nature, naturally, he's a good person. Like we said before, that kid that doesn't have a yetzer hara, I don't know if there's such a thing. But that kid, you know, that his teva, his nature is just, you know, like, of course he doesn't get up to things, he doesn't know how to get up to things. He can't even play that game if he wanted to. He doesn't know how to throw a ball, right? He knows how to sit and learn. He doesn't have to tie his shoelaces. There's some people like that, right? They sit and learn. it comes down to it, they can't make themselves a cup of coffee. The teva is to be good. They don't get up to bed. That's the teva. They enjoy it. They have a good head for learning. Everything just goes their way. They have an echer neshama. They're born with the echer neshama. And you have that kid that we all know, right? That kid that for some reason he wants to see what's going to happen when he throws that spitball at the blackboard and the rabbi turns around and he wants to know who did it. He wants it. What's going to happen if I hang from that curtain? That curtain is thin. Is it really strong? I want to see how strong it is. What's going to happen? Yeah, that kid that's curious to find out what's going to happen if during recess all of a sudden someone throws a ball at the principal's head, straight through the window. The window's open to the office. What do you think he's gonna do? He's curious to know. He has that Yetzirah to know, right? Both kids are the same age. They were born the same time. This one's not off the derech yet, right? Nothing bad happened to him yet. But he has that nature that he wants to know what's gonna happen when we're a little bit adventurous. That guy that loves to sleep. There's some people they say, I don't understand. How could you sleep a whole morning? Okay, there are plenty of people that can sleep a whole morning. Right? I know that guys by my house on Shabbos, they were talking about Chilul Shabbos. I said, how could someone can tell you how someone can it's not difficult, right? I can tell you how someone can. I can also tell you how someone can sleep a whole day. If someone would let me sleep a whole day, I would sleep a whole day. I don't say that. How could you sleep a whole morning? There are plenty of people that know exactly what a person has to do to sleep a whole morning. But you have some people that don't understand that. They were born with the teva, they can't sleep all morning. But what happens when that guy that knows gan's good have to sleep all morning? That guy, he pushes himself. One day he pushes himself, I'm going to get up this morning. I'm going to get up. Davening's 8 o'clock, I'm going to get up 8:10. Anyways, those shit doesn't stop banging on doors till 8:20. I'm going to get up at 8:10. I'm going to get dressed quickly. Okay, I'll make baruchah. I'll make the second baruchah maybe. But I'm going to get there. My tefillin is going to be on before mincha today. And he gets up that morning, and he's there for Baruch Hu, or for Kriya Shema, or for something. He's there, and he's half asleep, and he's trying 3 coffees, 4 coffees. Wake me up, please, I'm trying, I'm here. I went to sleep early last night, right? I was in bed by 1 o'clock, but I stared at the walls for 4 hours. I don't know what happened. Next thing I knew, they were coming around, becking again. But I'm here, I tried. And in he comes, right, 8:20, dashing in, hoping to catch Baruch Hu. And there's that guy, there's Yaakov, sitting, Yaakov is sitting, and he's down. He's just finishing up Sukkot the Zimmer now, since he has time, because still they get a minyan together. He has time to learn, so he's going to chazen, and chazen brachos, right? Yeah, chazen, the first parak of brachos, maybe I'll do 2 brachim. And he's chazen, and he's going through slowly his life, you know. Doesn't look tired, he didn't even drink a coffee yet this morning, he doesn't drink coffee before davening. There's Yaakov. So what am I going to say about that? Okay, I just made it to Baruch Shkoyach. I just managed to get out of bed. 4 coffees later, I'm putting on my tefillin. I'm still splashing cold water on my eyes, trying to wake up. Now I don't even remember if I made the bracha. Did I make the bracha? And not, I just have to sleep. Where am I holding him? Took it to the room. Baruch Hu. Who gets more schar? It's a Baruch Hu. Think about it. Who's more choshu? Who is more choshev in the eyes of Yitzchak Avinu? His teva is the guy who wants to hunt. Are they shteyin Gemara? The Gemara says a person that loves dam. There are certain people they like blood. I don't know how they do, right? I can never be a doctor. I said as a little kid, I told my father, "You want me to be a lawyer? Make me talk about a doctor? I will never be. I couldn't take a blood test. When the nurse took out that little pin thing that they used to stick in this thing, right? I was off the table." Right, 4 nurses later, big nurses, right, later, they were holding me down and then sticking that little pin. Some people don't like blood, some people like blood, right? I have friends that love getting a blood, they don't like the pain, but they like to see the blood going into the tube. They enjoyed it. Said the Gemara in Shabbos, said the Gemara. The Gemara says, that person should be a shoichet, he should be a moyel. There's certain people that are born in certain tevas. A teva, you have to put that name, with that nature, you have to put it in, you have to use it for the good. He was born like that, so he goes out and hunts animals for his father. Gavalik! He's using it for Kibbutz. Tzadik the fifth, he knew exactly the way his father liked to eat. He put all his koyches into finding the right animal, and he cooked it, and he nurtured it, and he made it beautiful, he spiced it. He made it gewaldic for him. That's chosh. That's what he can do. That's his nature, and he's using it for the good. That way, Yitzchak Avinu is more chosh. That was his nature, to sit and learn the whole day. But those five, those little things that Esav was doing, so in the end of the day, he was tricking. He wasn't really like that. So he was wrong. He had, in the end of the day, he was wrong. Of the Maisa, the Etzem Agover, the person thinks, they say, right? In certain classes. Right? This kid, he's something special. Right? He's not in our league. He was born that way. The same thing you're doing, even though you're doing less than him, is just as chosh, if not more chosh. These people have to take away from their schar. You should know, Rav Nosson Tzvi used to say on himself a lot. I think I mentioned it maybe like 1,000 times before. He used to say on himself that he always used to cheshbon why the Rabbi Shalom gave him his disease, gave him Parkinson's. He had a lot of different things. Sometimes he thought maybe he did something wrong in life. One of his cheshbonis were that he Pashut loved to learn. He said he had no yetzer not to learn. He loved to. He could sit and learn for 20 hours a day if people would let him. He would just learn. He didn't have a problem learning. So he said, the mice said, my schar wouldn't be so great. Just for learning, because I enjoy learning. So he said, maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom had Rachmanis on him. That's how he looked at it. He had Rachmanis on him, so he, in order to give him schar for his learning, he gave him Parkinson's to make it difficult for him to learn. Now it's hard for him to learn. He gets schar. But he knew in his nature, he enjoyed to learn, liked to learn. He knew that. Rabbi Kotler was once found depressed. He said, I read a Tosfos. He says, it's easy for me. I got Tosfos like this. He says, this guy over here doesn't have such a good head. I'm jealous of his schar. Now he offers on a Tosfos. The schar that he gets for learning a Tosfos, he said, is 10 times more than the schar I get for learning a Tosfos. For me, it's easy. I got like this. I think I'm jealous of the schar this person gets. And he meant it. He wasn't just saying that to make the guy feel good. I don't know if the guy was there. He meant it. He knows it. Elo what? Not to take away from there. These people, the mice, they had a certain potential. But they also, right? They did more, right? They did more than their capabilities. Everyone has to do a little bit more than their capabilities. But a person has to know his capability. To be down. I'm never going to be like that. I said, what's the point? I know a guy. He went what's called today off the derech. With tefillah sederet. Without tefillah sederet. Off the derech. And what's the reason now Baruch Hashem is back on the derech? What's the reason he went off the derech? He grew up in a family, like, I don't know, 10 kids, 11 kids, I know, father's a big Talmud Chacham. I'm like a cheer and a chosh of yeshiva. His brothers also all, I don't know, mashkichim, ramim, rosh yeshiva, whatever they'd like. And he, I saw as a child already, he said, I saw as a kid, I'm not going to be that. I was a regular kid. He wasn't the bad kid. He wasn't necessarily, maybe he liked to experiment also a little bit with the balls and the principles. But he wasn't a stupid person. He did okay. But he said, I saw I wasn't going to be great. I wasn't the top of the class. In the family, I said, everybody was way ahead of me. I'm not going to be that, so I'm going to be. The dumpster. Wrong. Chas v'sholom. Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron HaKohen, they reached the same. Exact, it says, right, they reached the same Madrega. How did they reach the same Madrega? Nobody reached the Madrega from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's true. There was no Navi ever like Moshe Rabbeinu. There was never a person as close to the Rabbeinu Shalom as Moshe Rabbeinu. But there are people that get the same schar as Moshe Rabbeinu. Because just like Moshe Rabbeinu reached his full potential, that's what it means, that Aaron HaKohen, and there are other people in the world that reached their potential. And that's what we're put here for. That's what we're put here for. I always say, I don't think the Eibishter is ever going to tighten on me that I didn't become the Bekiva Eger. It's not going to be the tiny after 120. I hope they're going to do it. The Maisel, the Chonon that we always said over, is that the tiny was that he murdered himself. What he could have become. He didn't bring out a great, great big picture of Rashi, of the Ramban. He didn't bring out this unbelievable person. Why didn't you become like the Ktzoy Sachish? We had a picture. Him, this is what you could have become. The years work out, I made the cheshbon. Said Ramban. That wasn't the taina on him. The taina was, why didn't you become yourself? Why did you become you? Because that's yourself. Now that doesn't mean that this is the greatest excuse. This is the greatest shmuz. Everybody loves the shmuz. Because you walk out saying, I'm not holding there. Then it happened, right? Then this is it's also the greatest cop out. I'm not holding there. A person has to be honest with themselves. Are you not holding there? viejo. Moving on to Parshas Vayetze. You see that Yaakov Avinu is quickly with the Indian for Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu's koyach to go into Golos. That's from the Rambam's to us. Claudius was going into Golos. Yaakov Avinu running away from Esav. He was going to the house of love. Yaakov Avinu, when he met Esav after he was in by Lavan, you know what happened? What he said?
What
is it? Lavan Garti, Tayag Mitzvah Shamar. Tayag Mitzvah Shamar. What is this time? Yaakov Avinu's whole koyach. Yaakov Avinu didn't have an easy life. Right? That's right. Let's face it. Yaakov Avinu didn't have an easy life. He wasn't like that as a child. Each time he had a brother. Right? It wasn't stam like fights over who's going to get the first piece of chicken. Right? It wasn't fights over who's going to shower first, who has to brush their teeth first. He had Esau. Esau Arasha was his brother. He wanted to kill him. He ran away. He had to go against his teva. He had to trick Esau. He had to lie to his father. He had to run away from Esau. He had to go to Lavan. He had four wives. So, I mean, that alone. He had to balance a house. 12 children, each one a shevet. You know what it was? Is it Mechanech? The Maisa from Dino, the Maisa from Yosef. When he was in Lavan's house, it was no great picnics living with a person that wants to swindle you in every which way. This is right, not the easiest life in the world, as he was made on himself at the end of his life. What was Yaakov Avinu's koyach? What was his koyach? What took him to? What took him through? What brought him to love and guide him? Try that one. In war. Yeah? Now, Israelis, you try that with the Arabs, right? That's going to work in war. Yaakov meets up with Esav, he wants to kill you. What keeps me strong? What keeps me going? You thought I was going to fall. What's the koyach of Yaakov Avinu? The Torah tells us one thing about Yaakov Avinu in his youth. And that was his strength, that was his backbone, that's what kept him. Ish tom yeshiva. Torah, Torah, Torah. And I know this people don't like to hear. I heard this my whole life. Torah, Torah, and learn, and learn. That is the only thing that kept Yaakov Avinu. The fact that he learned and learned and learned. He hovered, and he was Isaac, and he was Amul the Torah. He was connected completely to the Bnei Shalom, and that's what kept him going. To everything. And before he went to Lavan, he was 60. 3 years old, excuse me. He learned a lot of Torah till 60. He was in the base measure still then, right? Oh, before I go away, I'm going to sit for 14 years. Asmodei Rabba, more than ever before. Never going to sleep. What's the big deal? Yaakov, you already Talmud Chochem. His stomach, he knew Shas in his stomach. 63 years. I mean, if he learned Daf Yomi, he's been learning since he's a little kid. Even if he only learned Daf Yomi, he should have finished Shas a few times by then. What's he doing now? Yaakov Avinu's koyach to fight against the world he was going up against was Torah, Torah, and Torah. That was it. That we have to know. As much as yet, we have to shtuk that in. Because when we talk about Yaakov Avinu, Ish Emes, he raised the Shvatim. He had a mitzvah shleima. He was the Bechir from the Ovos. He was the Icha Yaakov Avinu. Why? Torah, Torah, Torah. We have to know that. And at the end of the day, how much? That's up to us. Our potential. Our potential. According to our potential, we have to try to stuperite as much to as possible into us. And then we can watch the